A Pentagon task force has found no intentional religious discrimination at the Air Force Academy. It did, however, find a number of shortcomings at the institution. The panel was created to look into allegations that evangelical Christians at the academy were creating a climate of intolerance. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has the story.
The Air Force Academy is located in Colorado Springs, where evangelical Christians have a strong following. In recent years, cadets who don't subscribe to that faith have complained they were pressured to attend chapel, join prayer groups, and subjected to religious slurs. At a Pentagon news conference today, Acting Air Force Secretary Michael Dominguez said the task force, led by Air Force Lieutenant General Roger Brady, did find problems.
His report identifies deficiencies and makes it clear we need to improve our policy and practice. And we are doing so.
General Brady says the shortcomings fell into three categories: failure to accommodate the needs of religious minorities, inappropriate behavior by 18 to 22-year-old cadets, and lack of awareness about what constitutes appropriate behavior by academy staff.
I think there were cases where people have said some things, perhaps from a lectern, that were overreaching, forgetting their position, that put cadets perhaps in an untenable position in terms of, gee, am I going to pass physics 101 if I don't agree with this guy?
Brady says there were instances in which staff members expressed their evangelical Christian beliefs from a position of authority, but he did not fault their intentions.
I think that the people who have done this, my experience talking to them, was that they were well-intended, but wrong.
Brady says the Air Force must provide useful guidance to staff about what constitutes appropriate religious expression. Dominguez says the Academy also will take steps to accommodate religious minorities.
We may not have been sufficiently aware of their unique needs and the need to think about them before we did things like schedule a military training event in the middle of Passover.
General Brady says his team found problems involving religious respect in all departments of the Air Force Academy, but he refused to describe it as pervasive.
I would respectfully disagree that the report is saying that these issues are not pervasive or institutional.
Captain Melinda Morton was fired as a chaplain at the Air Force Academy, she says, because she criticized what she described as its pro-evangelical religious climate.
People were using their power and their position as Air Force officers, as faculty members, and as advanced cadets to engage in proselytization and to inform others that the only appropriate way that they could resource their spirituality was from the bucket, if you will, of conservative Christian evangelicalism.
General Brady says the Defense Department Inspector General will look into Morton's allegation that she was removed from her job because of her criticism of the Academy. As for the problems found at the Academy, Brady says that he has referred seven cases to the military's chain of command for possible investigation. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News at the Pentagon.